Bezras Hashem Yisparech, the daf for Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Kisisa, Tavshin Ayin Gimel, is Kuf Nun Zayin. It's the 212th daf in Shas. We pick up with a new Mishnah, five lines from the top. Lo Yiskar Adam Pailin B'Shabbos on Kuf Nun Amin Aleph. Our Mishnah will be discussing the halachos of Amira Lenachri, instructing someone to do something that is prohibited on Shabbos, but if they're a Gentile, maybe one would have thought it would be permissible, and the discussion of the halachas of Amir al-Nachri. Then our Mishnah will go on to discuss also the halachos of Tchumin on Shabbos, how far a person could go on Shabbos. The Gemara will discuss in the context, after it discusses Amir al-Nachri, the halachos of Tchum on Shabbos vis-a-vis Pikuach Nefesh, and the Gemara on Amud Beis will continue with those topics. Zok Dehelegim Mishnah. Yiskar Adam Poilin B'Shabbos. A person should not hire out workers on Shabbos. V'lo Yomer Adam L'Chaver L'Iskar Lo Poilin. As well as he should not instruct his friend to hire workers. The Gemara will ask, why do we need the Seifa? If you yourself can't hire workers, then your friend also presumably wouldn't be able to hire workers as well. The reason for the prohibition of hiring workers, Rashi says, is because the Pasuk says, Mimtzoch Vatzecha V'daber Dover, that on Shabbos, Pasuk Yishayom Perek Nunches, says that your actions should be different on Shabbos than during the week. The Pasuk Yishayom emphasizes specifically that your focus is on actions. Mimtzoch Vatzecha should be different. In other words, that you should not be focusing on the Isuk Chafotziv of Shabbos. V'kibadta me'asos drachecha Mimtzoch Vatzecha. The Mishnah continues. E mashrich na'ala tchum liska lo palim. You shouldn't go out to the edge of the tchum on Shabbos already thinking of workers that you want to hire them. Ulahavi peros. And also with the intention to bring in fruits on Saturday night. However, he is allowed to go out there with the intention of watching fruits, not to bring them in, but to watch them. And then, then bring the fruits with his hand. Abishol taught the following rule. What is the rule of preparing on Shabbos to be able to go on the edge of the curb of the tchum, so I'll be closer on Matzai Shabbos, is if it's something that I'm allowed to speak about on Shabbos to my friend or to a Nachri, Rashi explains on the last Rashi in the Mishnah, so then I'm going to be allowed to go on the tchum. However, therefore Shmira is technically not Aser on Shabbos. However, to carry, of course, would be prohibited, as well as to cut off the fruits. Gemara analyzes immediately the opening parts of the Mishnah. Maishna hu, maishna chavera. What's the difference between the first case and the second case of the Mishnah? First case of the Mishnah is lo yiskar adam poilin b'Shabbos, that you're not allowed to hire out workers on Shabbos, as well as you're not allowed to tell someone else to hire out workers. That seems to be repetitious. Why do we need both cases? Amar of Papa, Rav Papa answered, chaver nachri. We're talking about a friend who is a Gentile. In other words, what the Mishnah is saying, Rav Papa is saying, is like this, that the Reisha is saying that you can't do it. What about instructing a friend who's a Gentile to do it for you on Shabbos? That also would not be acceptable. Rav Ashi questions this explanation. If the Chiddush of the Seifa is to tell us that you cannot have a Nachri do that for you, Maskevla Rav Ashi, Amir Nachri Shvus. Amir Nachri, we already know, Rashi adds, is a Shvus. That already was a Mishnah earlier on that we had in regards to the halachos of a fire that we learned earlier on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph in Perek Kol Kisve, that one is not allowed to have a Nachri do a Malacha for you on Shabbos. So Amir Nachri Shvus is a concept that we've already learned. El Amar Rashi gives a nifrum shafil temo chaver Yisrael. We could say that the chiddush here is even talking about where his friend is a Yisrael. Now, if it's a Yisrael, so then in such a case, it should be a no-brainer that the halacha is That's also why do we need a repetitious line of a Mishnah when the Mishnah says both Lo Adam Pal Mishabes V'Lo Yo'amar Adam L'Chaver? Why do we need both of them? Hakamashon is the Chiddush Lo Yo'adam L'Chaver Scharli Paladim, that not only can a person cannot say to his friend to go out and hire workers. Aval, however, we intend to make the following deduction: Omer Adam L'Chavero Hanire Shetamod Imi LeErev. The Mishnah is teaching us that there is a specific expression that would be acceptable in regards to referring to renting and hiring workers after Shabbos. And that is someone who says to a friend, Hanireh, we will see, Shetamid Imi Le'erev, if you will stand with me this evening. Rashi explains that everybody knows what he means when he says, we will see if you will sit with me, you will come with me this evening, meaning to hire workers. Umasnisim Mani, and our Mishnah then is telling us a deduction of a leniency that goes according to Kireb Yeshua ben Karcha. The Sanya, we learned in a Braisa. This Braisa is found in Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin, as well as the Tosefta in our Perek. Lo yomar adam lechaver hanireh shetamed hanireh shetamod imi le'erv. You're not supposed to say, because that's a hint, everybody knows what you're truly driving at. Rabbi Shulman Karcha omer, Omer Adam L'Chaver Hanir Shetamod Imi L'Erev. Shulman Karcha says that you're allowed to convey that message. So we see that is the deduction in our Mishnah according to Rav Ashi. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha K'Rabbi Shulman Karcha. Rabbi Bar Chana said that the Halacha is like Rabbi Shulman Karcha in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He said it. Ve'amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Another teaching of Rabbi Bar Chana in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. My time to Rabbi Shulman Karcha. Why is it that he permitted Tichsiv Mimtzoch Fatzecha V'daber Dover? The Torah says that your actions with your belongings should be different. You shouldn't be focusing on your chafatzim. You shouldn't be focusing on your objects and vidaber dover and your speech. However, Chazal Darshan, dibur asur, the prohibition was specifically in your speech. Hirur mutter. But thinking about your business would be acceptable. And therefore, according to Rabbi Bar Chana in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and for that reason, suggesting something in that way of speech would be permissible. So therefore, innuendo that would suggest any form of hiru would not be usher, hence the suggestion of Oimer Adam L'Chaver Hanira Shetamod Imi, as Rav Ashi had introduced above. Asks the Gemara, Rami L'Ravacha Bar Rav Huna L'Rava, Mi Am Rabbi Yochanan, Dibur Asr Hiru Mutter, asked Rav Acha bar Rav Huna to Rava, did Rabbi Yochanan say that the dibur is asur, but the hirur is acceptable? Amma, that seems to indicate hirur lav kedibur dami, that thinking is not considered as speaking, because hence one could differentiate between the two. Va'amma Rabbi bar Chana Rabbi Yochanan b'chol makom mutar lahara chutz mi beretz hamerchatz umi beis hakise, that one is not allowed to think in Torah in a beis hamerchatz. Now, if we were going to say hiru lav kedibur dami, so then one should be allowed to think even in those places. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam Deboina Valyam Echanecha Kadosh Vileka. Even though it's not considered dibur, the Torah has an added prohibition of thinking in the bathroom, and that is from the pasuk that your camp should be holy. It doesn't say that your camp should have dibur, but the place you're resting should be the Kedusha. And that, what's the reason it says specifically Kedusha, Rashi explains? It's coming to tell you that Klal Yisrael, where it thinks, should always be Kadosh. Hence, the Pasuk goes on to say that for that reason, you're supposed to take out your restrooms and not put it in the Machane. So it's not that Vahaya Machanecha Dibur Kadosh, but even the hearer should also be asur as well. Hachanami ksiv v'loye rabacha ervas davar. The pasuk also describes, in regards to the bathroom not being a place of learning, v'loye rabacha ervas davar. There it says davar, which seems to indicate hearer would be mutter according to mandamer. Hearer lav kedibur dami, and we know the halach is that's asur. So you can't say that we just simply learn from the pasuk v'hayah machanecha kadosh. We see that v'loy rabbecha ervas davar precludes that. Answers the Gemara, humi boy lechid Rav Yehuda. That
pasuk particularly says davar for a teaching for Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda taught akum arum also the cross Kriya Shema Kenegdo, that it's prohibited to read in front Kriya Shema in front of the erva undressed akum. Asks the Gemara, my ear ya akum afil Yisrael nami. Why specifically akum? Maybe Yisrael also says Gemara Lomi Boy Kamer. It's telling us the following chiddush. Lomi Boy Yisrael the Asur Avol Akum Kim Nechsiv Be Asher Basar Chamor Bisaram. That on a certain level the pasuk in Yecheskel equates Asher Basar Chamor Bisaram, that the Basar of an Akum to be like a Chamar Vizir Masusim Zir Masam. And this Gemara is repeated in a few places. We have this on Brachos Chafam and Beis that. And the Yisod Azir Masusim Sermasim appears in Yevamos as well, that there's no Yichus by a guy for that reason as well. But back to our Gemara, that the halacha is that in Akum, we would have a Havamina, there is no Isser of Erva in front of him. Ema Hachinami, Amar Krav, the Ervas Avim Lo Ra'u. The Pasuk specifically describes, when it comes to a guy, that it has a status of an Erva, the Ervas Avim Lo Ra'u, and therefore, we do have the Isser of Erva, despite the fact it would have had a Havamina, that by an Akum there would be a different Halacha. Hence, we need the Pasuk specifically, V'lo Yira B'cha Ervas Davar, to tell us that there is an Isser of Kriya Kedusha, Lifnei, an Erva, including that of an Akum. Asks the Gemara, V'dibur Ma'asur, is Dibur Asur V'arav Chizur Rahim Nuna Amri Tarvayu, when it comes to Shabbos, Cheshbon Shal Mitzvah Mutar, L'chashbein b'Shabbos, that you are allowed to do chashbonos of mitzvah for Shabbos. A financial calculation for mitzvahs is acceptable on Shabbos. In other examples, v'amar abalazar poskim tzedakah l'aniyim b'Shabbos, you're allowed to decide the financial calculations of how much different poor people will receive on Shabbos. V'amar Rav Yaakov bar Idyam Rabbi Yochum, mefachim pikuach nefesh v'pikuach rabim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to make decisions, even financial decisions, or malacha-related decisions of pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. V'holchem b'lebatei k'nisiyos l'fakeach al iskei rabim b'Shabbos. And you're allowed to make announcements in shul that relate to the public on Shabbos, making announcements that relate to political situations that relate to the government. All that could be done on Shabbos. V'yomer Rav Shmuel bar Nachmanin Rabbi Yochanan. And Rav Shmuel bar Nachmanin said in Rabbi Yochanan, Holchen latartios, these words, if you think about them, have similar expressions in the modern idiom of English, which are based on Latin words. Tartios is very similar to the word theater. That's, you go to a theater, or the karkisos. Karkisos, if you switch the kuf to a C, it reads as circuses. Ula biliskaos. Biliskaos is less common. It's also a place of gathering for Gentile entertainment. You're allowed to go there. Lefakech aliske rabim b'Shabbos if things need to be done for the tzolchei rabim b'Shabbos. Vitana devei menashe, as well as another example of things that one might have thought would be prohibited, are motor meshadchen ala tinokas laris b'Shabbos. You're allowed to do shiduchim on Shabbos. Often that those can obtain financial agreements as well. Valatinu kulamde sefer, you're allowed to teach a child how to read, ulamdo umnis, and to teach him a profession. So we see there are many instances where dibur seems to be acceptable. The Gemara explains, amakra mimtzo chfatzecha v'daber dofer, chafatzecha asrum, your chafatzim are going to be asr. Cheftze shemayim mutarim, but if it's concerns for heaven, then in such a case, it would be acceptable. Just to add idea in Machshava that emerges from the distinction between Chefatzecha and Cheftze Shemayim, we pointed out in the 10-minute Musar, which you could also find on YU Torah in Parshas Yisro, about Shabbos from Tavshin Ayin Gimel, it's also the Daf today of Daf of Shabbos Kodesh, that the Torah describes the mitzvah of Shabbos in its appearance in the Aseres HaDibros as Zachar. And Rashi describes that the mitzvah of Zachar is Tnu Lev Liskar Tam Nes Yom HaShabbos. Constantly remember Shabbos. Shein Is Nam Lecha Chayfetz Yafetei Mazmino L'Shabbos. That if you have a nice chayfetz, set it aside for Shabbos. we pointed out that Rashi isn't just simply saying, oh, buy nice food for Shabbos. That's easy enough to do. However, Rashi is saying that if you have chafatzim, if you have your objects, mimetzo chafatzecha, you have your objects, set aside your chafatzim, your objects, and give them the spirituality of chafatzim. Turn your chafatzecha asurim into Chefzei Shemayim. So maybe that is why the Rashi starts off Parsha Zacha, which is really the essence, where a person begins to see all of his chafatzim, not as personal chafatzim, those are chafatzim that are asurim on Shabbos, but he begins to see everything as a tafkid of his, as Chefzei Shemayim. We elaborated then. Let's go back into Gemara. Amar Yehuda Meshmul Cheshbonos Shel Melech V'Shel Mabikach Mutar L'Chashbein B'Shabbos. Similarly, the cheshbonos of a king, the cheshbonos that are not of import to you, they don't relate to your finances if they have to do with the king. O shel mabikach, according to Rashi, the mabikach means it doesn't have meaning for you. Mutar l'chashbein b'shabbos. Some suggest the pshat is that mabikach means it's something in the past. It's permissible to be l'chashbein b'shabbos. Again, it seems that the Isser is specifically for a person to be focusing on his own Gashmias Chafatzim. Tanya HaMehachi, Chashbonos She'avru, V'she'asidin Lios, also L'chashbein. The Chashbonos that passed, Rashi explains in other days, that doesn't mean that they entirely passed, but they're related, for example, of Chashbonos of how much you have to pay workers from previous work, but you didn't pay them yet. Vashasid and Lios, or Cheshbonos in the future, also the Chashbein. However, Shel Melech, Shel Mabikach, here Rashi explains Mabikach being that it already passed entirely, Mutar L'Chashbon. So then, the Gemara says on Tavuk Ufnun Amabez, that you're allowed to calculate them. Ureminu, the Gemara says, I'll ask you a question. Choshbon Cheshbon Shein and Tzrichin. Ve'im Chashbon Cheshbonos She'tzrichin B'Shabbos. That you're allowed to do cheshbonos that are not needed, but you can't do cheshbonos that are needed on Shabbos. What does that mean? So the Brisa spells out more. Kate said, "Omar adam lechaveru kach v'kach polim hotzesi al sadazu." I spend so much on workers. Kach v'kach dinarin hotzesi al dinarzu. I spend so much on an apartment. That you're allowed to say according to Brisa. Avalo yomer lo, but you should not say to him kach v'kach hotzesi v'kach v'kach ani osed lahotzi. This is how much I spent in the past, and this is how much I'm going to spend in the future. From this, Brisa is mashma, that anything of the past would be permissible. Yet beforehand, we said that it is going to be aser. Asks the Gemara, Vilitame kashlachi gufa. The Brisa itself seems to contradict. In other words, earlier, we seemed to say, on the one hand, that Avru is going to be surin, and yet we said in the Seifa, Rashi explains, that Mabikach is going to be Mutter, case of Avru. Both of those seem to be case of Avru. So how could it possibly be that on the one hand we say Mabikach is Mutter, the first line on Kuf Nun Amabez, yet we said Cheshbono She'Avru are going to be Yasser. Ela Hadi'ika Igrada Agira Gabe. In the case of where there was a worker that worked, but yet still hasn't been paid, that's going to be asur. Hadalaika igra digiru gabe. When is it permissible? When there is no worker that left needs to be paid for the past, then you're allowed to talk about it. The Mishnah continues that we have learned on the top of Kuf Nun Amin Aleph, Emachishin ala tchum, that you're not allowed to go to the tchum before the end of Shabbos to be closer. Tan Rabban, Maisa b'chassid echa shenifritza lo peretz betosa dehu. There was a chassid that had some problem with his field because the fence was broken open. V'nimlach ala l'godra. And he decided that he needed to close it. V'nizgar sheshabbosu. But he recalled it was Shabbos. Some explained that he realized that it was Shabbos and it was inappropriate for him to think and to plan about building the fence, v'nimna osa chassid, and he held back, v'lo gidra, and he, of course, didn't build it, v'nasa lo nes, and he was rewarded with the miracle of osa bo tzlaf. And tzlaf a caper bush grew in its place. Umimenu haisa parnasasu parnasas anshe beso. And that's how he earned his living as well as the people of his house. Amar Yehuda Mishmo moto adam lo adam loyme lechaveh, right? A person is allowed to say to his friend, lekrach poni ani holech lemachar. I'm going to a particular city tomorrow. Shemyesh borgonin holech. And if there are small huts that are called bargonin, the halacha is that he's already able to go on Shabbos. Now, how does this reconcile with our Mishnah? Tanan, emach sheichin al tchum liskar poalim ulahavi peros. Bishlem liskar poalim debi Shabbos lo matzi agar. I understand that on Shabbos, the reason why it's prohibited to go to the tchum to rent workers is because you're not allowed to rent them on Shabbos. Ulahavi peros. Lema, let him say, shem yesham mechitzos, maybe, that if there are mechitzos, he should be allowed to. Now, even if there are no mechitzos, he should still be allowed to be able to talk about it, just like we had said in regards to the fellow that's talking about going outside of the tchum, or to the edge of the tchum, because of bergonim. That we learned above, that Shmuel had taught, that you're allowed to tell your friend, I'm going to this city, because in theory, you would be able to do it on Shabbos. You're allowed to talk about what you're going to do on Sunday that has malacha, because in theory, you could do it on Shabbos. If that would be so, the same should apply in regards to talking about fruits. And why did our Mishnah say that you're not allowed to talk about doing that on Shabbos? Answers the Gemara, if the fruits are attached, then there's no way you're going to be able to bring back the fruits, and therefore you're talking about doing definitive malacha on Shabbos. Ask the Marva, Tani Rabbi Yoshia, but Rabbi Yoshia taught, Ei machshichin ala tchum lahavi tavin vikash, that you're not allowed to. Now, if the rule of thumb is, as we said above, when it comes to dibur, that if the action is possible to be done, beheter, as the Mishnah itself alludes to in the end of the Mishnah, that if the action would be acceptable, then one is allowed to talk about, and one is allowed to do it, if there was a way that would be permissible to do it. So the Gemara says, Bishle makash, I understand why you can't be machshech al tchum when it comes to cash, mishgachas lo b'mechuber, because we find that it will be problematic when you have straw that's mechuber. There's no way that you could go to bring that straw if it's going to be attached. Elatevin, but if we're talking about hay, now hay is grass that was cut a while ago that yellows. Heichim shkachasla, how would we find a problem if you make mechitzos, so it would be acceptable? Answers the Gemara, betivna sarya. We're talking about hay that has become spoiled, and it's not ro'i behema, it's not edible for a behema. So then in such a case, you're not allowed to bring it, because it is mukta. Gemara continues, Tashma, machshichin ala tchum lefakeach al iske kala. You're allowed to go out on the edge of the tchum and prepare for Matzoi Shabbos to be able to get somewhere to help out a kala getting married, val iske ames, as well as meis mitzvah, ten kira meis mitzvah. Al iske kala meis in al iske acher loy. It's mashma that when do we say machshichin ala tchum? This is a Mishnah later on that we're in yet tomorrow's daf. You could look it over. Left eye peek to tomorrow's daf on Kuf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. That I understand when it comes to those things, those the Mishnah say are permissible. But it seems to contradict al iske acher lo, that other things would not be acceptable. Now in our sugya, we assumed that the many other things are acceptable as long as there was a permissible way to do it. Says the Gemara analyzes. Bishlema acher, that's prohibited, dumya de kal, it's similar to a kal. Mishgachas law, the migze le asa. The parallel to that would be that you could go to prepare to help out a kala. However, you would not be able to go and be machshich ala tchum for a kala to get the hadasim. In those days, asa are hadasim. In those days, they used to cut off adasim for the kala, for particularly the chuppah. They would put the hadasim by the chuppah. So that is going to be also. But not to say all things to be machshich al tchum, like preparing, we mentioned, for bringing payrolls that are cut off would be prohibited, that would also be acceptable. However, when it says specifically iske kal iske ames, in contrast to the asik of building the chuppah, el ames, but also said mace, which is mashma, something can't be done. What can't be done? My niyu lahavi aron lo aron v'tachrichim, to be machshich al atchum, to bring him aron v'tachrichim, you won't be able to do that. Uktani mace in avlacherlov, the mace you could be able to be machshich al atchum, to be able to bring the mace, but the aron v'tachrichim would not be accepted. Analyzes the gemara v'amai lema shem yesha mechitzas mevi mace. Now, if there are mechitzas, you could bring the mace. So then, in such a case, you should be allowed to bring the tachrichim as well. I went through the stop sign, shim yesham mechitzas mevi, period. Asks the Gemara, meis nami mishkach esla. So then we see by meis, what is going to be the parallel? So the Gemara answers, meis nami mishkach esla, what is going to be the case that will be aser? L'migzele glima, to cut off for him the clothing that's necessary. In other words, to cut for to size the tachrichim, the shrouds that are put on the mace. The Mishnah had told us, Aval machshichin alatchum, that the lacha, you're allowed to be machshich alatchum lishmar, maybe peros biyado, and we explained because no malacha needs to be done to bring cut off peros. Va'afagav delo ivdil. The Mashmos of our Mishnah says the Gemara is that you're allowed to also stand on the tchum, since it's possible to bring something that's not cut off from the ground, to stand there on the tchum to cut off peros, even though you haven't made avdala. Asks the Gemara, V'amar Rebbe Elazar ben Antigmus, Mishum Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Asa lo adam, Shiasa chafeltzav kodem shiavdal. It's prohibited for someone to do his own, take care of his things before avdala. V'chitem, and if you're going to say answers the Gemara da Abdul b'tfila, that he already took care of it in tefila. This is an important Gemara. V'am Rav Yehuda Mishwam Abdul b'tfila, tzarech shi'abdul al-kos. Not only is it important to do Abdul on tefila, you still have to do Abdul on a kos. V'chitem da Abdul al-kos, and if you're going to say he did Abdul al-kos, kos b'sadam mi'ika, is there a kos in the field? He went out, he's machshich al-tchum. So Gemara says, Tir Gemara Rabbi Nassim bar Abdi, Kamei de Rava, a wild case. Ben Hageso Giso Shanu. Talking about where someone's machshich al atchum, he happens to have been by a wine press. Period. Amalei Rabbi Abba le Ravashi, Ma Rava Amrin Hachi. In Ma Rava, they teach it. In Eretz Yisrael, they explain as follows. Hamavdil, Bekol Shechol, Vavdinan Tsarchan. That you could say Hamavdil Bekol Shechol and do your Tsarachim and be able to do Malacha. Amar Ravashi, Kevin Be Rav Kana, Ave Omer, Hamavdil Bekol Shechol, Umasaltinan, Silti. He would say Hamadu Mekol Shechol, and then he would go out and cut wood, even though he didn't make Havdol in the coast. Havdol in the coast is not Ma'akev. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Gemara Rashi from Kuf Nun in Masechet Shabbos, and now we go on to the Halacha topic. Today's Halacha will be recorded on a different file in the file of Halacha from the Daily Daf, because I am in the States recording this in Chutz La'aretz, and my mother, may she well, bought me a new recorder, so Baruch Hashem I'm able to record, but all of the editing and so on is generally done by my Eshes Chayil, who's back in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know how to put the two files together, so for those who often listen just to the halacha part, Baruch Hashem, we have a nice amount that listen to both. And so for those people, I'd like to record it separately. So we'll now go to the next file, look for Halacha from the Daily Daf for Shabbos 150, Daf Kufnud.